Anne, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, Anne, in contrast with other countries, what makes offshore production in Australia lucrative for filmmakers to shoot here?
Well, we have a good climate, we have great crews and facilities. It's a safe country to be, and you know, with the American market, of course, we speak English, so they find it very comfortable to come here and work.
Right.
But what's happening at the moment is that the rebates that are on offer for these offshore, you know, Footloose productions just isn't adequate by comparison with what is being offered in other countries.
Right, and the current location rebate that the federal government offers to foreign filmmakers is currently a 16.5% rebate for the production of large budget films and TV projects in Australia.
Correct.
Yeah, and what does this cover and why isn't it enough?
Well, because you've got, for instance, in the UK, they offer a 25% rebate. In New Zealand, it's between 20 and 25%. Then in Atlanta, Georgia, they get between 20 and 25%. So, you know, that's what we're competing against. And that's the problem. You know, when it was first introduced, it was fantastic, which I think was about the year 2000. It really was terrific and it gave a real shot in the industry and, bigger productions came. But we can't compete against those rebates.
And how has this dry spell of films been made in Australia affected those currently working in our local film industry?
Well, there's quite a few crew unemployed, I'm afraid. I mean, you know, since Aquaman finished in October, towards the end of October shooting, there's nothing else that's happening as far as, these larger films. And there's nothing on the horizon. You know, recently, two studios approached the federal government to see if they could get a top-up of the 16.5%, and these films were both rejected. So, you know, they've gone somewhere else. So we've lost out, you know, on all that money coming into the country and all those jobs.
Now,
a couple of years ago, I worked on Ghost in the Shell, and a similar thing happened in that I was approached to do an Australian budget, and at the same time they were working on a New Zealand budget. And, you know, we only had 16.5% on the table and they went to New Zealand and got 25%.
If you're just tuning into The Daily at 2SER this morning, we're speaking to Anne Bruning, a freelance production manager, on the financial incentives in shooting offshore production in Australia. Now, Anne, you worked on films, like you just said, Ghost in the Shell, which was eventually shot in New Zealand, as well as Aquaman, which was shot in Australia. What was your experience in filming and producing in New Zealand compared to your experience in Australia? And did the low tax incentive in Australia affect your experience at all, do you think?
Well, yeah, with the case of, Ghost in the Shell, that went to New Zealand. I mean, all these studios just look at the bottom line, you know, and they take these deals. And we just couldn't compete with 25%. You know, we were only offering 16.5%. So, you know, and look, I was fortunate that I went with the production. So, but, you know, I mean, and shooting in New Zealand is very similar to shooting in Australia. And, you know, the crews have the same kind of work ethic and it's an easy country to be in and, and so they're quite competitive to us, you know, in that regard because they're offering a better deal.
And if the federal government could potentially agree to a raise in the tax incentive, where do you think the Australian film industry could go from there?
Well, look, I mean, if that would be fantastic if the government would increase it. And, you know, a film could go into both the Gold Coast studios and into Fox Studios in Sydney, which would really give an injection of work and money into both those states.
Right. Well, hopefully there is something that's done about it. I would like to see a lot more films made here in Australia. And thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Nathaniel.